Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Harsha Rajashima on the line, and he's founder and CEO of Jiva Informatics, and he's also founder and chairman of Indo-US Organization for Rare Diseases. Harsha, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Glad to be here.
All right, so I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about decentralizing clinical research at scale, and I know that you are hard at work in doing that. But before we get into that, I do have to ask you. So I know you were a genomics data scientist. I mean, a big postdoctoral career spanning the NIH and FDA. So you have a big background here. So that being said, what led you on this journey, really, of being a social entrepreneur, number one, and specifically in rare disease? I mean, it's a change from your past work, we'll say.
It absolutely is, Adam. In some sense, it's the other side of the coin. In my realization, as I was going through the day-to-day of my career as a genomics data scientist, spanning academic and NIH, FDA, we had a personal experience in the family of a child born with a rare congenital disease, and that really opened my eyes to the other side of the coin. Until then, I was mostly restricted in my perspectives and view as a scientist and looking at the data. I was not a wet lab scientist, so mostly computational, but that experience really helped me personally see the pain points and, you know, how the experiences, the emotional and the social aspects of rare disease. That led me on a social entrepreneurial track. It's been 8 years. I feel like I'm working a fulfilling career, something that it's a calling, you know.
Wow. Wow, what an amazing story. And I know, and we're going to get into Jiva Informatics, but I do know that you also, tell us a little bit more about Indo-US Organization for Rare Diseases, because it seems like I love when somebody does this. So, you know, when social entrepreneurs, they get this, they feel their calling, they're drawn to it, and then they even take it a step further like you have with this organization. So tell us a little bit more about the organization, please.
Sure, Adam. Social entrepreneurship, as you know, is slightly different from serial entrepreneurship or just regular tech entrepreneurship, in the sense that we are really driven by the social cause. And in my case, focus is really on accelerating clinical research, you know, the process of bringing new life-saving therapies to market. In the rare diseases world, there is more than 7,000 known named rare diseases, and about 80% of them are genetic, and only 5% have any FDA-approved therapies. More than 95% are left with no treatment options at the moment. However, about 2,000 of them are in clinical trials, and the clinical trials are very slow, and they have to demonstrate safety and efficacy of a particular therapy in a reasonably large number of patients. In rare diseases, the numbers are small for any given disease. But combined, all 7,000 diseases together, there are more than 350 million people affected globally. So
wow.
My focus in the nonprofit Indo-US organization is to really bridge the Western world with the Eastern Hemisphere in accelerating clinical research. You know, a big bottleneck in this is patient recruitment. And as you can imagine, with the population, density in the Eastern Hemisphere, just in the Indian subcontinent, a quarter of the world's population lives there. And historically, 90% of all clinical trials have been done on 10% of the world's population. You know, mostly Caucasian males and adults have been trial participants. In rare diseases in particular, we can't find enough people affected by a single rare disease in a single country. And over the last 35, 40 years in the U.S., we have made tremendous advances. But moving forward, it's become critical due to various naturally occurring phenomena that we have to engage the rest of the world in terms of patient recruitment, clinical research, and collaborations, without which we can't achieve further progress. That's exactly the gap that our nonprofit organization fills.
So let's go further into Jiva Informatics. So tell us a little bit more about the company and what's unique about it and its product.
So Jiva is a software-as-a-service, cloud-based platform which enables decentralized clinical research at scale. Now, we reduce the speed and timelines of and accelerate the speed by 58%. You know, the biggest bottleneck in clinical research is study startup and patient recruitment. By enabling remote, touchless, electronic informed consent and patient screening, patient recruitment, we speed up the process by 58%. And, you know, we built the entire platform and the company based on listening to over 500 customer stakeholders of clinical research, including the biotech sponsors, CROs, hospital sites, patient advocacy groups, regulatory agencies, and key opinion leaders. Taking all their key pain points and value propositions, we established a product market fit to build this bring your own device model of a web mobile app that works on any of the patient's devices, so we can engage them, recruit them from where they are on their own device. What that does is it reduces the logistical burdens on both patients as well as study team conducting these research by 70%. Right now, it's a very cumbersome process. They have to use multiple a la carte tools and use their email system for communications. They have to synchronize multiple calendars. So we kind of bring an all-in-one platform that enables electronic informed consent, patient-reported outcomes, video conferencing instead of in-person visits, and all of this reduces the burden by 70%. It also naturally reduces the cost now that they only have to deal with a single software platform for validations and training instead of multiple different tools. So that's what we do at Jiva.
Wow. And some of the numbers that you're talking about are quite substantial. I mean, when you think about cost, so, you know, if your recruitment timelines can be reduced by 58%, I mean, just the logistics side of things like that, like what kind of response have you heard from this? Because, I mean, it's that's a significant amount of reduction in cost and time.
The only word I have been hearing is wow. Right. But what they're asking for is proof of concept or proof that we have done this repeatable and scalable. And that's where we are currently working with a number of early customers and, academic medical centers and hospital sites that are going to be validating these assumptions or hypotheses to really demonstrate and validate that indeed there is going to be time savings. You know, Adam, the 58% is huge, but even if we speed up by 20%, that's still
for sure.
Because it's a 10 to 15 year process, and typically rare disease therapies take twice as long approximately compared to their non-orphan or non-rare disease counterparts. And so even 10%, 20% can be significant in this.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And I love that you are, that you're pursuing this area because, if you can, I mean, and a lot of the people that we have on the innovation podcast in general, like that are involved in healthcare, it's really about taking some of these processes and improving things and all the, you know, the back end side of things. If you can really, you know, do some of these things like save money on logistics based on back and forth or little things that maybe have been done in other, let's just say, sectors of business, just in general, you know, healthcare now benefiting from those applications and some of those processes, you know, carrying over. I think overall, I mean, it just makes for, as a society, it just makes us all that much better. I always tell people, I'm like, hey, I love talking to everybody that's innovating in healthcare. Why? Because I'm going to need all this stuff one day. I mean, we're all aging. We're all going to, you know, like I'm being selfish here. Get out there, get to work, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, ultimately we want to bring down the cost of these therapies, you know, which has to be recovered mm-hmm. from the general population. And in rare diseases in particular, the cost has to be recovered from a smaller subset mm-hmm. of the patient population by definition. And so if we can reduce the timelines and cost of bringing these new therapies, it'll hopefully also result in reducing the cost of these therapies to patients.
Fantastic. So, Harsha, final question, two-part question. Number one, do you have a call to action for our listeners? And number two, what's the best way for people to learn more about Jiva Informatics?
Certainly, Adam. You know, if you are a academic medical center, a principal investigator, a clinical research administrator, or a coordinator, you would want to and you like to learn more about us. We invite you to join us as a strategic partner in our validation studies, or you can even use our platform for your clinical research. It's not exclusive to rare disease. It can work at scale. It's designed to meet the requirements of a number of observational studies as well as interventional studies that you can start up, configure, and recruit patients into. And so if you like to learn more, reach out to us on any of our social media channels. The hashtag is Jiva Trials, and the website is www.jivatrials.com.
Fantastic. Well, Harsha, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, especially if you're a first-time listener, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Definitely like you to be a return listener. I have some more great guests coming up. Love for you to be a part of that. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give that a subscribe. But more importantly, leave us some comments in the video. Love to continue the conversation and the dialogue over in our YouTube community. We like to stay really active over there. And Harsha, thanks again for coming to the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.